Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 16th June 2021. Top stories for today. Four suspects, including a civil servant, have been detained for alleged graft in a 42 million ringgit government procurement deal involving an enforcement agency. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission said the suspects had asked for bribes to a cut of 5% from the project's value to obtain approval to supply, process, print and post summons on behalf of an enforcement agency. All suspects aged between 32 and 61 were detained last night and will be remanded for 6 days. Malaysia registered another 5,150 COVID-19 infections within 24 hours. Selangor still leads with 1,914 new cases, followed by Negeri Sembilan with 607, Sarawak with 570, and Kuala Lumpur had 480 cases logged. Meanwhile, about 392 cases were reported in Johor, 228 in Kedah, and 280 in Kelantan. This raises the overall total to more than 673,000 cases since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, PERA is targeting to screen 2,000 people using antigen rapid test kits to curb the spread of COVID-19 in the state. PERA Menteri Besar Dato' Sarani Mohamad said the RTK antigen screening will be carried out at the locations with high COVID-19 infection rates. On the international front, the Israeli military said its aircraft attacked Hamas-armed compounds in Gaza City and the southern town of Khan Yunis in response to the launching of incendiary balloons from the territory that caused fires in fields in southern Israel. This is the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month, which comes days after Israel's new coalition government, led by Naftali Bennett, took power. Israel said it is ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist acts emanating from Gaza. Meanwhile, Japan will decide this month on whether to allow domestic spectators at the Tokyo Olympics, following reports of a proposal to allow up to 10,000 people at events, which was under consideration. And China ramps up its daily COVID-19 vaccine rollout this month, inoculating 44% of its population with at least one dose. But the country's health experts warn against a quick border reopening, citing an uneven rollout and the low rate of full vaccinations. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.